As recently as last December, the Florida Supreme Court upheld a lower court decision that said that they're all right with the law that bans music blaring from a vehicle that is, quote, plainly audible at a distance of more than 25 feet. However, the court stated some provisions in the law were too subjective and were deemed unconstitutional. They included an exemption for vehicles used for political and business purposes. The court's decision also made it hard for law enforcement to enforce the law, and Republican Senator Wilton Simpson sought to repeal those provisions, but still keep the essence of the law intact. But Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson had a problem with that as she questioned Major Chris Connell, a member of the Florida Police Chiefs Association, about what that meant.
So I like my music loud, especially on I-10 when I'm driving back and forth to Tallahassee. So, and sometimes I like it loud at home, but I let my windows up. So what is plainly audible?
Well, I'm not the one who wrote the bill, but
you're the one who will write the ticket.
If I was the one enforcing it, it would be something that would be distractive if I was driving along the roadway. So if normally these are more of an inner city or along the local streets, I personally, and I drive quite a bit on the interstate, I've never really witnessed one that was, I was on the interstate where I had it happen. But I have seen it when it was local. And usually within that 25-foot rule, you're dealing with you're at a traffic stop or a traffic light, or you're in a park or something along that line where it would be fairly obvious to everyone around. And again, 25 feet would be either eight or nine paces. Strides.
Senate Democratic Leader Chris Smith also questioned whether passengers in the car cited for loud music could be held liable, but Republican Senator David Simmons assured him that's not the case.
A close reading of the language says that if you occupy, you're not going to be liable unless you are a person who actually operates or amplifies the sound produced by a radio, tape player, etc. So you can be an occupant who's actually actively engaged in turning the sound up, but you can't be liable, from my reading of this, unless you are a person who is actually causing the sound to be produced.
Senator Greg Evers is the chairman of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, the panel that vetted the bill Monday. He had sponsored the bill that created what the court deemed as, quote, subjective provisions. And speaking to Evers, Senator Rob Bradley says he wants to put what this bill is really doing into perspective.
I don't see any reason to relitigate a law that was passed by you filing it, Mr. Chairman, several years ago. All this does is clean up those portions of an existing law that have been deemed unconstitutional.
That's exactly.
So this is a cleanup measure.
It's just a technical amendment.
It's basically a technical amendment to what is the law today.
But Senator Smith fired back with a response of his own.
Where I'm coming from is we're technically amending a bad idea from the start.
Exactly.
I voted against this when it first came out, and even though this is just a technical cleanup of already what's in the law, because it's in the law, I'll still be voting against it.
And Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson, emphasizing an earlier point, said lawmakers should tread lightly when it comes to this issue.
I like my music loud, and I don't think I should have a ticket. If my windows are up and I'm bobbing like I usually do down the interstate, then that's my enjoyment, and it's not offensive to anyone that I know of. So I think that when we open up a statute again and we have an opportunity to send the same message that was sent before, I want to take advantage of that and make sure that my voice is heard. On behalf of many constituents in the state of Florida who like their music loud.
The bill passed along party lines with Democrats opposed in the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. It has one more stop to go before it heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.